Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on Dr. Drew After Dark.
Right. You can't.
But the point is that's actually a very solid question. And you're ruining my show. And so...
No, I did not use cum to stop fucking...
Well, I'm just asking questions. I'm just a curious scientist.
Jesus Christ.
But you're not really making the pizza better. Pizza's good all the time. Pizza's like a blowjob. You only can make it... You can only make it worse.
Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Dr. After Dark. We appreciate you being here. Please support those that support us. Our phone number, 818-253-1693 for the voice messages. And, of course, now you can call in live when we do the show. Keep an eye out on Twitter and other platforms. We announce when we are here live. And you can be a part of the show. Also, emails, they're great. I love them. DrDrewAfterDark@gmail.com. And we have no guests today because we have Booth Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, Booth Boys.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What I'm talking about. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you gentlemen, and I have missed you. I've missed our intimate soirees together, and it's time we have another one. You've been having them with Christina a little bit, I noticed, and I got kind of jealous. I mean, she's got your guys' attention and affection now, and I'm sort of shit out of luck. So,
well, you should just move here, Drew.
Yeah, I know. I should.
Then we could hang out all the time.
I know. And instead, I'm stuck in the hellhole that is California that you know well, gentlemen. You've been there.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't have a reason to really stay there.
I would like to leave, but I have too many reasons to stay. That's the bottom line. So how is everyone? Nadav, I understand you have some questions or something. What's going on there?
Yeah, I was going to say I have one smart question and one dumb question, but let's be real. They're both pretty dumb.
Good.
So I'll start with the dumber of the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I was just stoned and walking around outside.
Well, that would just be Tuesday.
But I'm seeing all these dogs in the park, and I'm starting to get worried that I'm going to get sunburned.
That
I'm going to get sunburned.
Why would you not get sunburned?
Well, I was just like, oh, I'm ill-prepared for this outing. I'm probably going to get burned.
I see. And summer's upon us and whatnot. Okay.
Yeah, summer is coming. Yep. And then I just saw a whole bunch of dogs. I'm like, why don't dogs have to put on sunscreen?
Well, they have this thing called fur, you may have noticed. Sorry, birds have feather. Birds don't need sunscreen, right?
To be clear, this is the dumb question, right?
I hope it's so.
Yeah, this is the dumb question.
Okay, if there's a dumber one, I may want to avoid that
They're
one.
They're both dumb, but this is definitely the dumber one.
So
but what about hairless cats, Drew?
You know, I don't know, and I've wondered about stuff like that. Like, I'm guessing they're not truly hairless, right? They have tiny hair. Well, take a look. I mean, all mammals have hair, right? That's one of the features of being a mammal. Ask Captain Google.
That's very true. I mean, and he just said it, but we have hair too.
Yes, that's correct. I'm guessing that this cat has something like that.
But he's looking at these rinkies.
No, but I'm guessing they also probably have skin stuff that we have. I'm guessing. So I don't know. That's a good question. That's an interesting question. It's probably why these are invented animals, right, by humans. I mean, they don't exist in the wild anywhere. And that's probably why. So there you go.
Is that right? We fucking made those things?
And we make everything domesticated, right?
Ooh.
And we breed them, right? That's when we look at dogs. All those breeds aren't normal, aren't natural, right?
Damn.
There was wolf, and then now we've got Briards, you know, and that didn't come from nature. Oh my God, today I'm achy and out of it. And
yeah, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm just having a little diverticulitis episode, and you know what that's like. And give me your other question.
Shitting your brains out
stuff? No, I'm not shitting my brains out. Just that weird, achy, fatiguey thing, which I hate. Hey, as we speak, Birth Movie is out.
The Machine.
Yeah. And do you know the history behind that with he and I?
I know that you keep on taking credit for all of his success.
No, not all of his success. Just this particular... Well, I guess I did launch the whole thing, to be fair. But
right, that's different.
Than I think I must have told the story then. But he was on my radio show as the Travel Channel guy. And we just got... We're talking, and, you know, Bert is Bert. And he told this story, and I went, dude... That is the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. Come back tomorrow and please tell it again. Never done that in the history of that 35-year history of that radio show. Brought him back the next night, made him repeat it. And I said to him, dude, that's your movie. That's going to be a movie. And so it turns out I was right. And he actually called me right when the movie was greenlit. And then I've had no part of it ever since. Completely nothing. Not even an opportunity to go to the premiere, which I would like to support. I would like to do it.
You know, but, it's a good J move. Just send them a bill for 10%.
Oh, dude, that's not a J move. That's a A move. It's a hole move.
It's
A-H.
An AJ move.
No, I would not do that. Not in a million years. But speaking of asses, here's a butthole problem on email. 21-year-old male, I have a butthole issue for a while. I think it's hemorrhoids. I'm able to push the puffy boogers back up in the shower. So do you guys know what hemorrhoids are?
Yeah.
Evidently, the dog has hemorrhoids.
No, the first one I got really scared me.
Because what was it like? Because you bled a lot.
No, it wasn't bleeding. I remember I was, fuck, we're getting into it.
Yeah,
we're
we are.
5 minutes in.
I still got your other question lined up.
I remember I was wiping my butt one time. I'm like, oh, it feels like there's more real estate there than there used to be.
Yes, like something's poking out.
Yeah, like it was, like, there's a hill in this
yes,
valley.
Yes, yes, yes. That's how it starts. And then there can be a cluster of grapes that follows that if you really get bad hemorrhoids. Ooh, and they are essentially swollen grapes. Veins. You've got a confluence of veins. Look at the anal verge.
That's veins. A great anal, name
anal
for a
verge,
band.
It is a good name for a band. Anal verge veins. Veins. Here we go. There they are. Any of that will do. No. Probably the one, the third one on the top, third from the left. That one, I think, probably pretty much gets it there. Nope, that was the one next to it. That one. Well, anyway, you can just see that veins come in and are confluent around there. And sometimes they get sometimes the tissue gets irritated, and so the vein swells up. And once they get going, it's hard to get them to stop. And they can bleed, and they can burst too. And so if you're good, let's see what he's saying. The usual strategies are useless. This new one feels smaller and more painful. I need you to fix my butthole. So they used to call them sitz baths, hot baths. There's a cream called Anusol, but steroid cream sometimes is helpful. And if they bleed, that's a bit of a different issue because the bleeding can be sort of uncontrolled, and it's not something you can really, you can't like put pressure on the wound like you can on a skin surface or something. So if it keeps going, sometimes they do banding procedures and other things. And those procedures used to be terrible for people. They were so painful. But now patients are reporting they've got the techniques they're using is not quite so bad.
Wait, but isn't the banding technique like you put
a band?
You literally tie it until it dies and falls off?
Essentially, you just band it off anyway.
So what makes it less terrible now?
I don't know what they're doing technically. I really don't know. But I know that patients complain a lot less about it. So do you want to look up technical advances of hemorrhoid repair?
Yeah, I would love to.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, we've gone. Well, we're brown adjacent anyway. It must be your mom's house. But you guys doing good? Your lives are good? Any gargoyling away?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
You want to talk about your recent self challenge?
Oh, smoking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I started smoking.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
This is to prove his iron will.
Yeah. I don't like, you know.
Because he don't like smoking?
No, he doesn't like the idea that people say they can't stop.
He
doesn't like anybody anywhere who's unable to control every aspect of their bodily function.
It's upsetting. Eh? It's upsetting.
Why is that upsetting to you?
You have the power, man. Just do. Just be better than that.
What?
Just be better.
You didn't know that was what goes on in that guy's head?
No, I've heard thoughts like this before, but I think this is the first time that I've heard this thought expressed with smoke. So... you think that people that are addicted to smoking can't stop smoking, so to prove that you can is you're going to get hooked on cigarettes and then cut it off?
Well, I'm kind of debating with myself, yeah. I'm like, well, what if they're right, though? What if they really just can't? And I'm like, nah, that's cap. Let me try it. I'll
it's
do
cap.
It for myself. Yeah, it's cap. Definitely a cutter.
But see, I'm working on my sus language, but okay.
He's already losing this challenge because every time I go out with him, he's like, as soon as he finishes one, he'll light up another one right after.
No, he this is his goal, though. He wanted to get hooked on it and then stop it.
Yeah.
And okay, let's say you can stop, which will be very interesting.
Definitely.
And by the way, if you can't, I can kind of help you with some stuff. But there are biological, pharmacological sort of interventions that can help.
And just to be clear, too, you said, I asked you like what the average, you know, for average person, how long it would take to get addicted to nicotine, and you said around a month.
Yeah, I think in a month you have pretty good cravings when you stopped. And by the way, that's assuming but you were sort of, you know, you were saying that you were going to kind of chip, you were going to here and there of a cigarette. Now you've committed. You're doing,
is that what I said?
Yeah, and I thought it would take at least a month that way, but this way you're going to be well along your way in a few weeks. So good times.
He said one a day was his initial.
Yeah, I remember goal. That. That's what he told me.
Yeah, now it's like three every time we go outside.
Yeah, I'm doing like 3 days. Yeah,
three a day.
Something like that. I mean, well, no, because I have one in the car. Before work.
So your car is all going to smell like tobacco?
My car smells
fucking disgusting.
Dope.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah, I hate that it smells good,
that's
but
cap.
It does.
Yeah, it smells like my dad, probably.
It does. It does smell like dad.
So I want to just a couple of more questions about this.
Yes, sir.
Can you accept, let's say you can stop abruptly and you get through the cravings and you're cool.
Well, just to be clear, I can't. But all right, yeah, continue.
Yeah, yeah. When you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you accept that other people's brains might be wired differently and makes it much more different? Forget their fortitude, that the craving and drive may just be more powerful in some people, much like some people get addicted and some people don't.
Yeah, but you just said it right there, though. I'm forgetting the fortitude, right? Just forget that. But I can't forget that. That's what it is. Have mental fortitude. You can do it.
No. I'm saying the other side of the equation, that somebody's fortitude may be just like yours, but the powerful drive to use may be more intense than yours because of some genetic thing.
Yeah, no. Get that.
You get that or you dismiss that?
I get that.
Okay.
Get over it.
Oh.
What's funny is last time you were in town, Drew, and Emmy was telling you this plan of his.
Yeah.
And I expected you to be like, nah, don't do that. Because, you know, you're Dr.
Better.
Drew. But he's like, oh, yeah, I think maybe if you did it for this many days and if you tried it like this, yeah.
So
Drew
listen,
knows me.
Yeah, I do know Eddie. I mean, don't you know him well enough to know that that's a what do they call it? A lost cause? that's like a waste of my energy and time.
Very much so.
So he's got to do his experiment.
You
and
can't talk him into it. You can't talk him out of it. Hey. You can just appreciate to be on the ride.
Guys, the other thing I've been seeing a lot of, given how powerful weed is and stuff, I'm seeing a lot. If you're getting to, this is just a public service announcement. If you are getting to dabs, be careful with weed. I'm just a public service announcement. I'm seeing.
Did you take a dab, Drew?
No, I did. Oh, my God. I took a famous person's giant cigar, two puffs, and I developed an anticholinergic delirium. And everyone goes, oh, you were just super high. No, I was not high. I was so miserable for so long. I couldn't function for 3 days. Couldn't drive for 3 days. Couldn't exercise for 5 days. Yeah, that's me and weed. I'm a fucking lightweight. But in the non-lightweight world, people are getting onto dabs. I'm seeing a lot of hyperemesis. We've talked about that here a little bit, where people get spontaneous vomiting from cannabis. And then some manias and psychosis, things that have been speculated to be associated with weed now are much more common if you're getting to the more powerful stuff and using over long periods of time. So please be careful. And an addiction, people that can't stop. So the MA coffers are quite full these days. So just public service announcement, and I'm saying that that's everybody. By no means am I saying that, nor am I taking a position on legalization, not legalization. I just have no opinion about that. I'm interested in the medical aspects.
Dabs are wild.
You doing that?
I back when they first came on the scene and they were much less healthy. Because they were like butane extractions.
I thought that's still how you do it. It's like crack weed.
You do like nitro extract. I mean, it definitely looks like hardcore drugs when you bring out a blowtorch and you get a nail red hot and you're like, oh, let me just hot knife this hash into my lungs. But yeah, I remember like back when I worked at Weed Maps right after college, like that we were just dabbing all the time, and it was getting to a point where you weren't getting high, you were just getting normal. Like it sounds like as I'm saying it out loud, it sounds like a heroin addiction, but
well,
it was much cooler than that.
You were a cooler guy, but yeah, it is like it, and I do. there is evidence that in these high doses, you get sort of opioid-like effects. I mean, I'm guessing you that's why you did it, right?
Yeah, it felt really good, but yeah. I did notice that, like, I think it was, like, probably, like, well, I remember my morning routine was, like, get into work, and this probably violates an NDA, but get into work, dab, coffee, dab, cigarette, dab, and then another dab after that, and then it was around lunchtime. And then we would take a pre-lunch dab and then a post-lunch dab.
What I love about this is I'm looking at Annie shaking his head like, dude, you got to lighten up.
That's insane.
Too many dabs.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And then I, like, at a certain point, I realized that there were gaping holes in my memory. I was like, I need to stop this ASAP.
It affects the brain. You wouldn't use it if it didn't affect the brain. And now in these doses and these quantities, intensities of THC, it's a whole new landscape, and it's always been a concern, but I always dismiss it. I'm like, I'm sure it happens once in a while. People are predisposed, whatever, but smoke a ton of weed. But now we are seeing it. It is happening.
Oh, yeah, dabs are drugs.
And by the way, I will say that some of the psychiatric symptomatologies are not strictly speaking the dabs. Sometimes it's just the using a high concentration of THC over time. And by high concentration, it's almost, you know, 2-3 blunts a day, and you can get in trouble. So your other question, my friend.
My other question?
This is the dumb one, right?
No, well, they're both dumb. This is the less dumb of the two. Mm-hmm. This is like, oh, why don't pets get sunburned? So recently, I met up with my family, and my brother was coming from Israel.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
I met up with my family.
Because we all live at different parts of the country and stuff.
And you've not been in touch for a long time? Is that why it was a meetup and not just a gathering of your family?
I mean, it was a gathering.
You don't
you stuck on the grammar of this?
Oh, yeah. Did I say whenever again?
No, you didn't.
Whenever I meet up with my family.
Yeah, that would drive me insane. But no, it's just a meetup. So it caught my attention. It's like, are you cool with your family?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So whenever I meet up with my
family. Go ahead.
That's actually the correct usage.
Whenever I have met up with my family, as opposed to when I met. Okay.
So I recently met up with my family. And my brother came from Israel. I came from here. And I think I was sick with a cold, and then he was sick with a cold.
Mm-hmm.
We both got it from different places, so probably different colds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hung out, like we kind of isolated ourselves from the rest of the family. We just stayed in the hotel rooms and we had meals together.
Yep.
But then we got like an appetizer, and then he took his dipping sauce and he sectioned it off into a different one. I'm like, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I don't want to get what you have.
Yeah.
And then I go, well, you can't get double sick.
Yeah.
Like once you get sick, the door closes and you can't
sort of. But you're onto something interesting here. When people talk about during COVID, there was no influenza, and why was that? And they start accusing the data collectors of being somehow biased or something, when in fact, the reality is viruses have like they operate in like an ecosystem. They compete for host, just like, you know, wolves in the, what's that? Any finger was up.
No, I was just saying that's kind of what I said. I was like, I felt like it was kind of like a bank robbery. If there was someone already robbing the bank, they're like, nah, we're already robbing.
Right, exactly. We don't know the mechanism, but there clearly is an ecology, meaning an ecosystem for viruses. Now, that doesn't mean that if your thing was resolving, like if you were further along in your resolution than he was in his acute infection, you could have a second ailment. You get a second illness one after the other. That happens, but it is a little more difficult to get. You never hear about people. It happens, by the way. It does happen that people get, you know, influenza and COVID or something. It happens.
But what if it's too like I get it. Like, oh, if you have cancer, you could still get the flu. But that's not what I'm saying.
No, you're two viruses. You're talking about two, and you're talking about two respiratory viruses too.
Right.
And respiratory viruses, sometimes are not even transmitted on fluids and things. They're just aerosols like COVID. So sharing whatever you shared might not even make any difference, but it's hard to predict what kind of virus you have. So,
right, you can't.
But the point is
that's
actually a very solid question, and you're ruining my show. And so let me go to a headline here on this email called Smelly Vag Problems. Hey, Hitler, of course. I love leggings, but leggings don't always love my vag. When I wear them, I don't like to wear underwear, but I've noticed that every once in a while my vag gets a burnt rubber band smell or like sour citrus. I'm trying to imagine what sour citrus is like. usually get the smell when I have my seat warmers on or when I sit in the car. I love that she's worked this out like a chemist. Also, once the smell is there, even if I shower and wash, the smell still sticks. I love my leggings, but the stinky vag is yucky. So, interesting. Vag likes air. That's what you're finding out. That bacteria, when you sort of occlude things, bacteria, particularly anaerobic bacteria, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, as it pertains to like smelly belly buttons and things. It's in that zone. Now you may have something colonizing, like these what we used to call Gardnerella. There are bacteria in the vagina that can cause vaginitis, vaginosis, and you might want to get a check just to make sure there's not something to kind of some antibiotic or some antibiotic cream that they could give you to kind of wipe out whatever is sort of sitting there waiting to blossom when you close it off to the outside world. Does that make sense? All right. I'm looking at some of these callers, so it's going to be a second. Let's go to... Now here's a question I have.
Yes.
You guys are all over Lady Gaga these days, and I seem to be an outlier in terms of defending her, right?
No, it's only Tom, Christina, and this man, I think.
Are all over her.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is it? Why do they... Because I think she's... I mean, she's, you know, she's like was raised like a veal, and so she's very... has her quirks and things, but she's a genius, and she's a good performer, and...
Do you see House of Gucci?
Yeah.
Do you like her acting in that?
Not as much as in other things. I didn't.
Yeah, I think
aren't you always supposed to blame the director though?
Yeah, I think. Look, we've seen her act. It's not like she's a bad actress. She's
right. She's just bad at Italian accents.
There was that. Actually, now I think about it, I didn't distract me or anything. Didn't bother me. So what? That's what they're suddenly we're all a film critic.
That's what Tom and Christina are hung up on. It's just how terrible she was in House of Gucci. And then as that happens, you know, we start seeing other stuff, and we're like,
give me another example because I don't see it. Far be it from me to question those guys' judgment. I immediately want to blame myself. Like I'm missing something here.
All right. So we think. So you know. Lady Gaga puts on a front, we think, where, and when I say we, I mean just me in this booth.
Well, let me tell you what I see. I've seen in when she appears on documentaries and things, what you see is a level of emotional fragility that is not good and not normal.
Yeah.
Right? And so she'll be like, oh, my back. And start sobbing because she has a little backache and has to get every practitioner in the world in there to, you know, work on her. But by the same token, this is a young woman who has to go out on stage in front of 15,000 people and, you know, bring it, right? So I get that the heat is up all the time for her. But by the same token, I see the fragility. It's like she was raised like a veal or something. And that's not good. Is that what you guys are saying? You guys, of course, you guys, when you see somebody who's fragile and needy, that's when you guys attack. That's when you guys go at them. So I'm wondering if that's what's causing you guys to go at her.
Look, we just think she's disingenuous. And I don't want to speak for anyone, so I'll just say my own opinion. I think she's being disingenuous.
And by disingenuous, you mean phony. Right.
And here, let me show you an example. Because I think what she tries to do is she tries to show, oh, the fans mean everything to me. I'm a great person. I care about everyone equally, whether they're famous or not famous, blah, blah, blah.
That sounds like BS, but that sounds like normal performer BS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't seem like Lady Gaga BS. I heard she... She gave a little interview in French, I know I heard a few months ago, and it was and she used very self-deprecating language in French that was good and accurate, and she laughed about it, and I thought, this is good. She's giving herself shit.
She's good at French?
No, she's not that good, and that's what she was making fun of. There's a word in French for shitty. It's called merdique, and she knew that word. And that was sort of, the French people loved that. They thought that was so funny that she was giving herself shit for being.
Yeah, she is merdique.
She's sort of merdique. Well, certainly her French is merdique. So show me what you have here.
Okay, so, you know, I feel like this clip that I'm about to show you shows the two sides of her. The side that she shows everyone else and then the side that she doesn't show.
All right.
So she's walking. Oh, a photographer fell. Let me go help him up. Oh, are you okay? And then he touches her on the waist, and she is not cool with it. Did you see that?
Yeah, I do, but I when he slapped her on the ass, to be fair, it's like, Jesus, guy. It was a bad moment
not
for
much,
him.
Not much else to grab on.
Tommy knew what he was doing.
I do, too. He was trying to pat her on the back, and he ended up slapping her on the ass. And it was a mistake, and whatever. She didn't scream at the guy and didn't get in front of the press and say she was sexually abused.
Nah, I don't think it was a mistake. I think homie saw an opportunity.
And now she's like, I made a huge mistake helping this human that fell down on the ground that I thought
I cared
about.
Look how evil Annie is. He assumes everybody's ill-motivated. The guy just fell on his face and was thanking Lady Gaga, and that was it. In your world, that's a chance to grab her ass.
But also, like, look at what she's. I mean, where else could he have?
No, I know that's the point. Their ass is
like
sticking
next
out.
To her it's tits where it's more clothed.
I get it. But again, I need to do a deeper dive on what's wrong with me. But you have anything else with her?
Yeah. Here's a fun one.
Okay, maybe you can get me on this. I'm confused now.
So this is her at, I think, South by Southwest.
It's her vomiting?
10 years ago, yeah. She got vomited on.
Is she really doing it, or is she...
Yeah, it looks like she's actually puking on her. And that's a performance artist from the UK, but this happened at South by Southwest in Austin.
Well, here's more...
Now, just fun. This doesn't make me hate her or like her. I mean, this is just like...
Well,
all
this
right,
makes me more worried about her for the following reason. You sure that wasn't a stunt vomit or anything? She was
doing it. It's completely green.
No. What do you mean? Like, but I wish she doesn't have a hose up her back and she's pretending.
I mean, she's putting fingers down her throat pretty
well,
deep.
That's the part that bothers me.
Well, keep in mind, though, that's not her. She's the one getting vomited on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No. I think I misunderstood.
Yeah, they both look alike there. I have full cred that she was able to keep performing while somebody's vomiting on her. That, again, is not a... I mean, ooh, is she going to kiss her afterwards?
Yeah, one gross, right? Gross, right?
Oh, my. That would be a little problematic. But again, I... So what's wrong with me? You know, it's interesting.
You really like that she just got puked on?
I don't dislike it. I don't like it like that. Dude.
Let's go.
No. I'm wondering why Tom and Christina, you know, I get Garth. I get that. There's something weird and creepy and cool about him. But Lady Gaga just seems just fragile. And so.
Yeah, be less fragile, I guess.
I'm worrying about my friends Tom and Christina right now. Do they attack people that are
bad at Italian accents?
Weak? Or do we say, or would you go on? I guess when people are so much success, they sort of put themselves up for it. You know what I mean? They're sort of in for it. And so why not? I don't know. I'm bothered. But that being the case, do we have any voice messages? You've been collecting any voice messages for me?
What a segue. Yeah, we got a couple for you.
All right.
Hey, Dr. Hitler. It's Tyler. And I have a question regarding biting fingernails in the skin around it. I've been doing it for 10 plus years. It's a bad habit I cannot break.
Yep.
I think it's due to ADHD or anxiety. I have both, so probably both. But everyone tells me to stop, and I know I should because it looks terrible and it hurts. But then in the back of my head, I'm also thinking of all the bacteria that I'm eating and putting in my mouth every day. And am I building an immune system stronger than everyone else because of the amount of bacteria I'm putting in my mouth, or am I just slowly killing myself? Well, ta-ta there, retard, and I'm coming up in May.
You bet I am.
Wow, what a great question.
Great question. No bacteria, no enhanced immunity. Stop it. Take a page from my friend Annie here. Just use that willpower now.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, that is one way to do it. The other, however, is you say you have anxiety, you have ADHD. You left out one acronym, which is OCD. This is an OCD symptom. And it's a certain part of the brain that requires, you know, you get this drive to do this thing. Compulsive behaviors, obsessional thoughts, that sort of thing is I'm sure part of your spectrum as well. It often overlaps with anxiety and occasionally can coexist with ADHD, ADD. So you can get behavioral treatment for that. People often advocate sort of putting bitters on your bad tasting shit on your fingers. So when you taste it, you get aversive sort of condition to it. That slows you down a little bit. And sometimes there is a medication. SSRIs in high dose work for this sort of thing. It's very similar to hair pulling, trichotillomania, which is actually more difficult to get people to stop. That's a hard one, Eddie. People don't just stop that one. They kind of live with it. It's a weird one.
No, yeah. I had that one as a kid.
Hair pulling.
I still do it every... No, not hair. Jesus Christ.
Oh, the biting.
The biting the nails. Yeah, I still do it every now and then. I mean, those pockets right next to the... on the corner of the nail.
You like
fuck,
that.
Fuck, bro. Those are fucking... But anyway. Yeah, gum.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, but listen, pocket, but... like, so...
So, so what you're hearing... Skin,
it's just such a...
So, Nadav, what you're hearing is the gratification, the feeling of gratification from engaging in a compulsive behavior. It's like it's gratifying.
Yeah, like makes
almost
you
like hunger. Nope, doesn't do that.
Wow. And by the way, what I used gum back in the day. I just
you used what
gum?
Oh,
you chewed gum. You
thought I said gum.
You were chewing gum.
No, I heard a different word. Cum.
Cum.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And he just moves right on past that. He's like, nope. Won't even give that one a second.
No, I did not use cum to stop fucking.
Well, I'm just asking questions. I'm just a curious scientist.
Jesus Christ. But it just keeps my mouth busy. So I just kept chewing gum over and over.
Interesting.
And over.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's an interesting solution. And I like your syndrome, Eddie, of willful intolerance of lack of willfulness. But you also come up with techniques. You come up with ways to sort of enhance that or trick yourself and things, which is good. I like
you
that.
You get past it.
Yeah. Let me talk to Peter here. Let's see what he's got to say. Hey, Peter, what's going on?
Hey, doctor.
Hey, man. What is up?
This week, me and my wife decided to go to the doctor's about a vasectomy because we already had couple kids and we're ready, you know, to call it, you know, quits with that.
How old are you?
And I am 30.
Okay.
And one of the risks the doctor told me was something like chronic pain potentially the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I never even heard that before with that. I didn't know. Kind of made me nervous. I scheduled everything for like June. But I could always back out, but it kind of made me nervous.
So hold on. So gentlemen, do you remember us talking about this before?
Vasectomies?
No, the pain after vasectomy. We've had this come up occasionally.
A little bit.
So let me, for you, Peter, let me look up the incidence, like how frequent this is. I've heard it, talked to people with it, but I have not looked up, we're going to look up incidence of pain. Whoops. Pain post vasectomy. Sorry about the delay here.
1-2% of these patients will experience chronic testicular pain for greater than 3 months after the procedure.
Yeah. And I've got another review. It says 1-6%. So 5% is a little high. I that does not sound... 1% sounds like about right. So 1 in 100. Now, one of the things about statistics and medicine you have to kind of get an instinct for is when a doctor says you have a 99% probability of fill in the blank, that's what's going to happen. A 1% probability is essentially us telling you, if you want to try to win the lottery, go ahead, but not likely. And that's the same thing with this. So the pain, and most of the guys I've spoken to that have the pain afterwards, it's kind of a chronic achy thing. It's not like it's a disabling pain, it's just a nuisancey pain. And it is pretty unusual. Pretty unusual, but it's a real thing. So I understand. What's why the vasectomy and not other things?
My wife's been on birth control. She's been on the patch for a while.
You want to take her off that stuff? I get it.
Yeah, it just
let me flip this around from a motivational standpoint, gentlemen. You may never have heard this. But what many post-vasectomy patients will say is they're not allowed to have an orgasm for a while afterwards, but the first one they have after vasectomy, is the best of their life. Like, wow.
You don't say.
Yeah. And I'm sure the doctor didn't tell you that, Peter, but that's what I've heard from people that
went through this procedure. Wait, the greatest solo cum of their life or the greatest cum of
their life? Cum, period. Whatever the source of the coming is, there you go. So... there's some upside.
Hell yeah, some upside.
And that, by the way, seems to be more than 1%. Now, not everybody experiences that, but that seems like a common thing. So there you go.
So
friend.
He's more likely to have the best come of his life than chronic ball
correct.
Pain.
Correct.
I like those odds.
I'm just talking odds. I'm just trying to motivate my friend. I understand he wants his wife off hormones. That is a good thing. Speaking of testicles, I'm curious, in the world of organ donation, serious advancements over the last few decades, is it possible to donate a testicle? Would that attached testicle then start producing copies of the new owner's DNA, or would the person be dumping loads that actually from the donor? So I know of no such procedure. I love the creative thinking that this may be some way to hybridize human genetics. But no, I mean, you would, that's a really interesting idea. You would be producing the donated testicles guy's sperm. They are the ones that would be produced. You wouldn't I can't see how you would take over on your own. You would have one testicle producing your sperm and another testicle producing the other guy's sperm. And good times. Let's go back to some TikToks. Why don't we? I'm in a sort of video sort of mood, my friend.
Yeah, we got a couple to show you.
Let's do. Oh, haven't we seen this guy before?
Yep. Getting ready for that wrestling match. And I can love me better than you can.
Kind of reminds me of you, Drew.
No, I hope not. Am I that cool?
I feel like you do this, just not on camera.
Well, I just do it in front of the mirror?
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot understand the motivation to do this. I can't get it.
You don't ever look at yourself in the mirror and then just kind of make them bounce a little bit?
No.
All right.
No.
That's fair.
I look in the mirror and go, fat, what's your diet?
Really?
Really?
More that way. I would definitely more that way than this
Whoa.
Way. Sort of more. So I had mild eating stuff my whole life. Mild sort of perfectionism, mild body dysmorphia stuff. It's never bothered me. Oh, I know. Take it back. When I was like about, believe it or not, 9 years old, I had a period of probably diagnosable eating problem.
Like anorexia, or
yeah, anorexia-ish, yeah, and because I was, I told you, I had an abusive mom. I was depressed. I've had anxiety, and I just got over it, I guess. And
my man,
but it's left this little, yeah. Thank you. I need that kind of positive reinforcement.
From what age to what age were you anorexic?
Probably like 4 or 6 months when I was 10, I'd say, something like that.
And it was like you turned into like just like a skeleton.
No, I didn't get that bad. But I remember my mother dragging me to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician totally flubbing it because he put me on a graph, you know, that developmental scale graph for kids. And he's like, look, he's right in there. He's where he's supposed to be, a little low, but whatever. And weird, just completely missed it. That was back when the idea of a male having an eating disorder was just, impossible. I'm just playing the odds. Males don't get this. Now they get it all the time.
Wild.
Get it all the time. Do you know, Annie, with your willful empowerment, what should we call it? Sir. Iron will?
Call it whatever you want. Yeah. Man.
Do you ever get food issues? Because that's kind of where that goes if you're controlling.
Do I ever get food issues?
Did you ever have food issues any time in your life?
Food issue? Oh, as in like I can't.
Like you eat too much, eat too little,
like
yeah.
No, I had like a problem with eating too fast, but that was because my dad told me I ate like a bitch when I was a kid. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You do eat like a bitch. I didn't mean to talk to you about that.
You know, this time.
Very cool of you to say that, Drew.
Yeah, very cool.
No, I've never noticed that you eat like a bitch, for the record.
Well, I don't now because he fucking said it in front of all my goddamn friends.
What does that even mean?
Because I ate slow. It was literally just because I finished last on the table, and he was just like, it's like, damn, son, why you eat like a bitch? Man, I need to start like seeing you more. You're just hanging out with your mom too much.
Is your dad still around?
Yeah, he's still around. Oh. What do you mean? Like, is he alive?
Like, can I talk to him?
I could find him.
I'm starting to get, oh my God. I would give, gentlemen, you want to make me happy and come up with a live show that I think would be above any ever before. Get me Annie's father, Christina's father, somebody from Nadav's family.
What is this? You want to just terrorize the whole studio? What the fuck are you doing, Drew?
I think it'd be so interesting for people. I'd be so interested. Like, you know, it's a fascinating, your dad, Christina's dad, and these are epic personalities, right?
I would love it. The only thing is he'll kill all you niggas. He'll kill every one of you.
What do you mean kill?
Because he's going to be made a fool of.
Oh, no, I would not make a fool of him.
Yes, you will.
And if you don't, Christina will, whoever.
Oh, no, I don't want anybody else in here with me. I want to just do it myself with these guys. Mm. Because I don't want them to feel foolish because they have their own shit. You know, see, part of the fascination for me is, geez, I wouldn't want these guys as my father. It'd be tough, right? But they sound like fascinating people. And I want to kind of dig in and see what's going on with them and how they work and how they think and stuff. So it would be just that kind of thing. It'd be much the way I was fascinated with your gargoyling, it'd be that kind of fascination. Like, whoa, tell me about this. Well, interesting.
If there's anything I've learned from YouTube comments and Instagram comments, other people don't feel the same about this shit.
You mean they come after you?
For sure, me. And they would definitely come after my dad. And then he would kill all of us, me included.
Does he go on social media?
No.
Okay, so what the hell? You won't even know what's going on.
Yeah, someone's going to tell him. He'd be like, hey, man, I think I saw you on that thing. They're like talking shit. He'd be like, what? On what shit? Guns blazing, bro.
And when I hear about these people that talk shit, I just think, fuck those guys. I just, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, they're sad lives. What you going to do?
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
And that's somebody I'm not interested in talking to. You know what I mean? You're not an interesting person. You're like a non-player character. It's just like,
nailed it, dude.
NPC.
Yeah. Wow.
Sus.
Carried
me saying
it over
that.
From so many. You got that before you got sus and cap.
Mm-hmm.
It's very impressive.
That's right.
Very impressive.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Blind Bob, everybody. Blind Bob.
Oh, is that how you're calling for it?
That's how I'm calling for it. You don't know that by now?
Well, you know, we were just in the middle of TikTok, so I was in that folder.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Don't come on now, me. Don't come on now, me.
The video, Anthony shitting, August 23rd, 2008. I thought it was interesting. The audio was really great on that. Name is Bob. I wouldn't mind you doing some more videos like that and sending them to my channel. I like that kind of humor. It was fun.
Humor.
A lot of these videos on here is too much clutter and noise and stuff like that. And I'd be interested to know what you were showing in the picture since I'm a blind person.
God bless Bob. God bless him.
Please get back with me. I sent you a message and wouldn't mind... knowing more about what kind of video equipment you used, I think it'd be fun to do some fun videos. And as I say, this is kind of interesting. Thank you. And do some more.
Do some more. It's just entertaining. It's just funny. It's so odd to me that a blind guy would be interested in the video equipment. That's so interesting.
Right.
And so... What did Tom and Christina feel about this gentleman?
They fucking love this guy.
Do they just like him the way I do? God bless you, Bob. His entertainment is our entertainment. Or do they attack him the way they attack Lady Gaga? That's what I'm trying to understand, the Gaga thing through the eyes of Bob.
No, I definitely don't think
only Lady Gaga.
They don't attack
Lady
He's just a cool guy. He's just a cool guy.
Yeah, he's just a cool guy. Like,
he is
this
a cool guy.
This guy knows what he likes, and I think that's very admirable.
He's a very cool guy.
He's a hobbyist.
A hobbyist.
But you know, this did get us down a rabbit hole.
Oh, really? Of what?
In other videos, I've talked about things I like to smell, things I like to hear, and now it's time to talk about things I like to touch. Dice? Dice are cool to touch. First off, whatever they're made out of, it's a neat material. I'm not quite sure what the heck that is. But then you can feel the numbers on them and stuff, little holes and everything. I like them. Gambling sometimes, right? You sit down at a blackjack table or a craps table, you feel the felt on the table. That's always
good.
Nice to touch. Nothing better than touch a nice big stack of 20s, right? Fresh out of the ATM, those crispy bills. You can't even bend them yet. I love those.
So Blind Bob got us on a path.
I love it.
We were thinking, like, you know, if Blind Bob can figure out what makes him come, how do other blind people figure out what makes them come?
I'm guessing feeling and hearing. Right.
Yeah, they just depend on the other senses.
Yes, they do. And I think I explained to you that I interviewed a guy once that regained his sight after losing it like at 6 months of age, and he didn't like it so much. He had a map of the world. He had a way of understanding the world through touch and hearing. And I think I told you the story. He was in a big box store like a Costco or something, And to give you the example of, see, the one, it's not just about seeing the world. It's not just about the visual material. It's about the making sense of the visual material. Mm. So he makes sense of the world through his sound and touch. And by the way, he was a blind skier. He did all kinds of stuff blind. So he could navigate the world. And he was in this big box store, and he was there with his wife. And he saw something coming toward his wife that he thought was a forklift. And he pushed her out of the way. And the wife's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "You're gonna get run over." And it was just a large woman. But his brain was sort of, you know, was making it into a piece of equipment because he didn't really have a good, you know, visual sort of spot in his brain for a large human. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And so it was
only something this size could be a forklift.
That's what his brain made sense of it. That's what, you know, I'm sure he had a sense of large humans through touch and whatnot and descriptions and things, but he'd not seen much of it. And he'd seen, you know, for whatever reason, his brain made sense of big machinery. And so anything big became big machinery, right? And it's just a great example of how vision kind of works. And in this case, you know, you hear this guy talking about the felt and the bills and stuff. That's kind of interesting, right? I mean, and imagine with sex that even, you know, what he's touching we all like what we touch, right? Or most of what we touch. But imagine having it super heightened and it being, what's the matter, Andy? You're imagining something.
No. It was funny.
All right. Yeah. So
how fast was this forklift sized lady going? If he was pushing his wife,
but think of it, sprinting? Probably was just next to her, right? And it's just me like a forklift moving along slowly, right? He knew what that was.
And he's like, Jesus Christ, get out of the way!
Here's the beefy, it's coming right for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe she was in a scooter.
He did not say that.
It's
but
like
that's
part
a,
human, part machine.
Yeah, that's
so right. It has to be that.
No, he didn't say that. He specifically didn't say that. But imagine that. He'd have real trouble with that, right? I mean, that would be like, oh my
that's
God.
That's got to be what it was.
Like, look at this forklift.
No,
yeah.
He was hybrid. I don't think so. I could be wrong because he did not say that. So it's hard to say. Let's see what else we got around here. Go back to TikToks while I'm looking at some of the emails.
Sure. Yeah. Here comes another fun one.
Oh, Jesus.
Sit down, please. Sit down, please. Sit down, sir. Sit down. What do you want to do, big boy? What do you want to do?
Jesus. Boom. No head. That looks awful. I don't know. I wouldn't put my neck so close to that dog.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
How do you figure out, like, oh, this is all, like, this dog is all barking?
It's got to be
bite.
Their family, like, dog or something. It must have been doing it forever. But it's, even then, it's still a dog doing that. He could just get a little carried away one day. Okay. Another TikTok. He's just mouthing.
My days. What are you wearing?
My days.
So the headpiece is actually a necklace from one of my friends. Name is Kees Maas. It's a young designer from Brussels. The other is like a motor jacket as a skirt and a car's protection that I used to use in my performing work. So voila.
And you're warm, right? It's quite warm.
Yeah, it's really warm.
Performing work? Anybody want to tell me what he performed as? It's a he, right? Yes? They? Whatever?
Yeah.
And this is a cool dude. This is a cool guy. And it reminds me, does it remind you guys of like sort of cosplay and stuff? And sort of furries and all that world where people like go way out of their way to dress up?
Kind of reminds me of Lady Gaga.
Yes. Except she's paid millions of dollars for her stuff.
And there's no one puking on this person.
Yeah. So let's go back to Lady Gaga. So that suggests, I'm trying to understand why I can't, why I don't sign off on what you guys see. Are you guys bothered by this performance stuff she does with the over-the-top meat dresses and all that business? That bug you?
No, that's...
I feel like it's her vulnerability, right? It's just that she's super...
Well, that's almost what I think. You guys are going at her because she's super fragile.
She doesn't bug me that much, but there are moments where it seems like she's being it's like over performativity that comes off as like a little bit cringe or inauthentic.
Okay.
Chromatica's about healing.
Yeah. I completely sign off on that. Completely sign off that it's too much. She doesn't need to do all that. She's got enough talent going. I'm with you on that. Are there more TikToks?
Yes, there is.
And I see you have Bob up there still. Is there more blind stuff?
No. We went through that.
It's a lot. As a convicted felon, what are some tools to protect your family legally since I cannot possess a firearm by the state law? So one of my favorite weapons is a crossbow. You hear somebody coming in your house.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, safety first.
Obviously.
Take the safety off. Put it on your shoulder. Look through the scope. Aim right down the scope. And bam. Now, I want you to see that. Somebody's coming in your house correctly. This just went through a wooden tree. Imagine what that would do to someone trying to hurt your family. Us. So another one of my favorite legal weapons to protect your family is the axe. Now, why I love the axe is obviously close quarter combat. You can do some damage. You can hit them in the head like this. You can slice them. But also, if you have your crossbow put up safely and you need time to get to it and they're coming up the stairs,
fight your way to your crossbow.
I don't care if it sticks in them or just hits them. This giant piece of metal with a blade on it going at them at full force is going to give you enough time to get your crossbow and put that arrow in them, just like I did on the tree. So what you do is pretend that's your adversary coming up to hurt you and your family. You immediately have this by your bed and just bam. Obviously, the crossbow, the axe is to defend your house. Now, you must know how to box. You must know some type of self-defense. Woo. Boxing is your best strategy because pepper spray, as good as it sounds, you're going to get sprayed too. A taser, it's too much of a risk to put your hand out there. But if you're able to knock a motherfucker out real quick and get out that situation with your wife and kids, whether you're at a bar or you're out to eat with the family, learn to box. Hit them, knock them out, get out of there. Now, if they come to the house, axe, crossbow.
This guy fucks.
So I feel bad that I sort of like this guy. Am I? Is it just me? Or
he's
am
a problem solver. You gotta love this guy. He's like, the law doesn't let me protect my family. Well, let me figure out a workaround.
Yeah, no, I was feeling bad that I like this guy as much as I do. But I would be worried that if I came at a really bad guy with an axe, that he'd pull the axe away and use it on me. And right. Particularly if I threw an axe at somebody.
That's why you need multiple axes.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to throw the axe. Then they have your axe.
You're right.
But you got multiple axes hidden all over.
That would be one solution. And the crossbow better be handy. The crossbow thing is... What's the opposite of sus or cap?
What is the opposite of sus or cap?
Yeah.
Is
there opposite of cap?
You just blew my brain out. That doesn't make sense, that question that
cap
just asked.
We'll see.
So cap, I mean, the opposite of cap is no cap.
No cap. All right. Yeah,
you say no cap if it's like not a lie. You know, if it's like
dead
like,
ass, isn't that what they say?
Nah, you know what? It's facts. Hey. It's facts.
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 You know? So this guy's facts.
On God.
On God?
On God is, nah. Actually, yeah, no cap and on God are actually not the opposite of cap. The opposite of cap would be facts.
Facts.
Where it's like, that's truth.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Cap is lie.
Facts.
If you're saying no cap, it's like you're saying you're damn right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying it's not a lie.
No, facts.
I don't know why I'm going into this like it's science, but you know what I'm saying? I know my
good.
Shit, though.
It's good.
I know my shit, though.
Yeah, you do.
I know my people.
Is it, now just so I don't engage in cultural appropriation, is it okay for me to use this language? That's how cap I am.
That's not right.
So
yeah, you can use it.
Okay.
It's funnier when you use it incorrectly.
Right, right.
But now if you use it, if you were in a group of niggas and you said cap and it like made sense, next time you're in a group of niggas, if that happens ever, whenever any of them are telling a story, just in the middle of it, don't let them finish. Just say in the middle of it, just say, cap. They're gonna fucking love you.
Okay,
dog.
All right,
they're
good. All right. Yeah, I wanna make sure I'm, because
they're gonna be your best friend.
All right.
Because there's no scenario where you should ever say that, so it's gonna blow their fucking mind.
What other words could he throw in there? I mean, Chad said on God. I feel like you could throw that in there.
I'll just say facts. How about just facts? That sounds a little more positive.
I guess. Like at the, if you want to wait till the end of someone's story, if you agree with it, it's facts. If it's a lie, it's cap.
And it, Right. And if I'm saying cap, isn't that kind of negative? Aren't I sort of calling them out for something that
you
even...
You are, but it's funny. There's a funny tone to cap. It's different than saying bullshit. Cap is, I don't know, it's funnier for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to explain
it.
Yeah,
you're not sending Drew up over here.
Especially when I say it.
It sounds like it. No, yeah. Next time you see a big dude... No.
Yeah, if you ever find yourself in prison, Drew, go to the biggest guy you see and be like, you're cap, dude.
You're cap, dude.
Facts.
Facts.
Oh, God.
Are really sus. But TikToks, do we have any more of them?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the name of the roast that we get from Whole Foods if you shut up.
I don't need a company name, organic or anything. I just need the fucking name of the roast. Is it a rib roast? Is it a sirloin? Like, what is it called?
Is it that serious?
You're the one that cooks it every fucking Christmas.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called.
You don't read the pack.
Ugh. Does that go on?
That's all we got. With just a cool couple arguing.
They are cool. I would not recommend conducting oneself in a relationship in that manner. God, it sounds awful.
Yeah. How far they're sitting apart, too. Like, you could just feel it.
And just yell at each other. Why are we in this?
Yeah, that house sucks.
Ooh.
So unfortunate.
And I like the way they throw in the F word every few seconds where it doesn't even belong. It's like...
Right. So someone might ask, is this true love, Drew?
It looks more like a hostage situation. There are relationships that are sort of hostagey, you know. It looks like domestic abuse, really, is what it is, going both ways. I don't know. It's just, ugh. And their whoever the daughter was, I guess it was the daughter in the background or something. And the caption says, you can guess how many years they've been married based on what they argue about. And then the laughing, crying emojis. I think the crying emojis would be a little more appropriate, or the shocked ones.
Yeah, that's actually sad that's like, if you think about it, that means that's totally normalized for her. She's
now
like,
they're
oh,
normalized.
This is just how
they now he has a now he has they have family members, children, who believe this is what happens or how a long term relationship should play out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's normalizing it for you.
No, it listen sucks. To this show and me and my wife get in here. That's how
decades of bitter
better.
Resentment.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Is there more TikTok?
You like that, huh?
I like the no becomes two syllables, too. No. Oh, my God. That was a good one.
Yeah,
what were they doing? What were they lining up for? See it again.
They
were going to get a picture of some type.
Mm-hmm, and then the dog comes.
Oh, they were doing a little cheer action.
No, I think they were just getting a...
No, no, look, they were about to lift somebody up. See, they were going to lift her and then boom. And maybe it wasn't cheer, maybe it was just being funny, but... Well, what do you expect, honey?
She looks upset.
She looks grossed out. These are good TikToks. Oh my God, Christina's back. Oh, what a relief. Do we have any cool guys? I'm sort of...
I
have a cool guy deficit.
Your favorite cool guy is coming.
Oh, this is good. I have a lot of... Why is he my favorite?
This is the cool martial arts guy.
Oh, is it the same guy?
But he's just eating pizza this time. Super fast.
Very fast.
Let's see it again.
Yeah, there's none faster than this guy.
What is on that pizza?
I see like it's like a goat cheese.
Yeah, maybe globs.
And it's deep dish, right? It's a deep dish. No,
so you
not necessarily.
Maybe?
No.
No, you know what? Maybe that's just glisten. I feel like maybe that's oil and it's just glisten.
It could be pineapple, which
I
is
feel
ooh,
like I see
sus.
Pineapple's
sus.
Good.
There you go, my
sus.
Dude. Let's go.
You don't like pineapple on pizza, Drew?
No.
Why is that such sacrilege?
It ruins pizza, that's why.
It's bad.
It ruins pizza.
It's two different things. Why are we mixing these things?
Yeah,
why
you could only make pizza worse, right?
But, I mean, allowed to put olives on pizza?
What?
Olives?
Olives,
cool.
Olives mushrooms, sausage, or pepperoni.
Sausage
any of those
cut.
Any of those are acceptable by themselves, but you're not really making the pizza better. Pizza's good all the time. Pizza's like a blowjob. You only can make it worse. You don't need the fucking pineapple. You don't need the... tell me I'm wrong, gentlemen.
You're wrong.
It's pizza,
pineapple's good. Dude.
Nah, you're right.
They're good.
If you're going to put pineapple on it, why wouldn't you put like blueberries and
right.
strawberries and
yes.
melons? Like, why pineapple?
And why not some papaya on Ooh, there? Let's go for the full pizza. Hawaiian fruit spectrum. But this is what... when we used to get calls, you know, back in the Loveline days, and they women would be, how do I do a blowjob? How do I get it right? It's like, it's pizza. That's it. You can only screw it up if you start adding bells and whistles. And so just keep it simple. You know, the same thing, pizza, same thing. All right. Do you have more with that guy? Because I'm trying to figure out his deal. I cannot figure him out. Like, what is motivating him to put this stuff online?
I mean, if you were that fast, wouldn't you?
No.
Hmm.
And he's got a ski sweater on. He looks like somebody's accountant. He's eating pizza. But he's got No, it's not a hospital gown next to him. That's like a pillowcase, right?
Oh, that does look like a hospital gown.
It does. But that would explain a few things if he's in a hospital.
There's a lack of beeping and machinery in the back.
No, I don't think it's a hospital.
It's a headboard.
Yeah. But do we have more with him? I'm curious about this
guy. I'll try and pull some stuff up for you on the next one.
All right. Because this guy, I need to understand him. All right. And finally, fat travel. Can we kind of wrap me up with that one?
Sure. This one isn't going to make you feel good.
Okay.
It's super frustrating that there's even a difference between traveling as a straight size person versus a plus size person. Traveling in general is difficult. In addition to, you know, being removed from the comforts of your own home, you're also thrown in this like little wrench of like, oh, also you may be not able to fit all the places. I just recently went on a cruise, and you would think all of the excursions would have body inclusive accommodations. But there was like 3 or 4 excursions that had weight limits. If you were over 350 pounds, you couldn't attend this excursion. I feel like if you're physically able to walk a certain amount of miles, why like you wouldn't be able to participate in these excursions? I know a lot of the plus size community worries about like toilets that don't have a stand at the bottom that are kind of just like hanging on the wall.
Like they're going to fall
off
the
like
wall.
There's like beach loungers, like the plastic ones that like bend
She's right.
super easily. And I remember sitting down on it and being like, oh my gosh, if I break this, like I will be so sad just because I want to enjoy my beach time. And I don't want to have to worry about, is something going to be able to like hold my weight for an extended period of time? I genuinely believe that airlines is the biggest frustration when it comes to plus size accommodations.
Hey.
When we're flying next to other people, my husband and I try really hard to be as small as we possibly can, but you can only do so much to make yourself small. One of the biggest worries that people have as a plus size person is having to ask in front of other people that they don't know for a seatbelt extender.
Oh, yeah.
People would rather put their life at risk and not wear a seatbelt versus embarrass themselves by asking for a seatbelt extender.
So you know what? This reminds me of something that I used to say all the time, which was that nobody gets discriminated. The group that gets discriminated the most in our society and openly is fat. People make fun. They discriminate. They don't accommodate. And I would like to see her lose some weight from her health standpoint. But in terms of accommodating her current situation, she's kind of right. I'm not saying that's healthy or good. I'm just saying she's kind of right. And I hate anybody that's discriminated against that troubles me. So,
but if it's a safety concern for when they go out, I mean,
in terms of being able to walk on the cruise, I support the cruise line putting limits on the risks they're willing to take.
Yeah, because
it's in her. I totally get it. It's in her. I'm not talking about that so much as that. This generally is this weird little discrimination that. And we are a bigger society, but we better come to terms with that. You've seen some of the stuff going around in the internet where they're showing pictures of people at the beach in the 1970s versus now. It is different. We have changed our body habitus, and whether it's social, cultural, or whether it's because of what we eat or the fast food or whatever, it is on. And so, I'm conflicted about all this because I worry about people's health, but. Look, she's not going to lose 200 pounds. Now there is medicine, though. You know, these things like Ozempic and whatnot, they really do work. So if she chooses to, she can, you know, there's things to help her get down to a range that's not so, I worry about her skin breaking down. I worry about her falling. I mean, as she says, what if she does sit on something that falls apart? She's going to get hurt. So that's me. Maybe it's sus, but that's me. Huh? Yeah? Thank you. I'm getting there. This is like a language class for me here every day, every time I come on in. So thank you for joining my language class. So the one that's going to get my ass kicked, evidently, because Annie's going to send me into a group and have me say something wrong.
No, they're going to love you.
I don't know. It sounds like, okay.
Tell them Annie sent you.
I will do that. Thank you all for being here, Booth Boys. Thank you for joining me today. I missed you guys. It's always fun to hang out with you. And of course, we appreciate the calls, the emails, the TikToks. Send stuff. If you want me to, does any of the videos ever come directly to me? Like they want me to, attention to me, not just Tom and Christina?
Yeah, we can start pulling and asking for those. Send them over to Dr. Drew at Dr. Drew After Dark.
Do send me stuff. Heather's been, we had to use some of the stuff that Heather uses that she sort of, these interesting, difficult question videos that are out there, sort of probably medical TikTok or something. We should bring some of them back around here so I can expound on them a little more. That's kind of a good idea. But do send it to me, and we'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.